God's curse against Adam's sin didn't just subject humanity to death and decay. It also devastated our relationship with God. But what is the precise nature of this devastation? What problem has sin created in our relationship with God?
The question of the problem that sin created for humanity in our relationship with God is that sin broke relationship with God, or better put, I think, sin is broken relationship with God. The ethos, the culture of the Bible is, I think, ultimately relational. Reality is understood in relational or interrelational or interpersonal terms. And so sin, I think, should not be understood as something, but rather as broken relationship. Sins are, in fact, broken relationship in expression. Whereas the life of righteousness, the life of obedience, is right relationship in expression. So that the law, for example, the Old Testament law, was meant to present what right relationship with God, what reconciliation with God, what covenant with God looked like, how it expressed itself. And the New Testament understands the Christian life, that is to say, life of righteousness, of virtue, all this kind of thing, as being right relationship with God in expression.
It's important to recognize the personal nature of sin. When we rebel against our Creator, we're saying, I know better. I know better than you about what's right and what's wrong. I will determine truth and falsity. And so we shake our fists in God's face, and He rightly responds with wrath and judgment to that sort of rebellion. And so what we have is a massive break in our relationship with God, who rightly judges us. And this causes devastating implications to all our other relationships, our relationships with other people, who now become competition for the things that we want in life. And it also causes a break between us and our relationship with the creation itself, as the curse affects everything God has made.
It's hard to exaggerate. It's impossible for us even to understand the full consequence of sin. But our sin is a revolt against the Creator. It is an effort to rob Him of His glory. It is breaking His law. It is falling short of His glory. It is in every way setting ourselves as God's enemies. Sin disrupts our relationship with God because God is holy. He cannot look upon sin. As a consequence of His holiness, He must pour out His wrath upon sin. So when you look at human sinfulness, it is everything we need to know about our problem. It's also everything we need to know about ourselves. Sin is the short three-letter psychology that helps us to understand what we see in the mirror and what we know ourselves to be. It also reminds us that there is no way we can rescue ourselves from this predicament. Only God can do that, and He does so in Christ.